So, I am on a walk right now, out in a drizzle. It's actually not raining too hard, but it is thundering pretty hard, and the wind is kind of on and off. But I figured I would kind of test out doing the same thing that I did in a video, like a few videos ago, except this time I am with my Zoom mic instead of my phone, so I can give you guys some, you know, special stereo treatment. Also, I wanted to record kind of a more conventional ASMR video this week, but just last night my computer stopped working. Don't know what's wrong with it yet. I've tried giving it, like, I've given it probably about 12 hours now, just to see if time would fix the problem, because basically it's just the keyboard isn't working. But time has not helped. I'll probably give it a little bit more time just to see if it's fixable that way, but it's still under warranty, so if it doesn't work, it's gonna be okay. I'm going to get the problem fixed sooner rather than later, but I can't do any, like, hardcore video stuff right now, so I don't know how long I will be stuck with just my mic and low quality video stuff, but I do have another computer. It's just very old and can't take too much, so I have to be gentle with the things I decide to attempt to edit and upload to YouTube. But that's okay, because there's nothing wrong with just some low quality chill stuff. And I'm sorry, there are super loud sirens right now. I don't know if you guys can hear them. So I'm in the process of moving right now. I talk a little bit more about that in a video that I made on my second channel recently, if you want to go check that out. But I'm in the process of moving, and I've already moved all of my books. All of my books and all of my art supplies and pretty much everything except for my essentials. Like, I still have my food and my bed and a lot of my tech stuff, except that now my computer's not working, and the only computer I have is, like, really not very good. So today has been a very boring day for me. I've unfortunately just kind of spent most of it laying in bed trying to think of what to do with my life. But figured a walk would be good. And actually, whenever I look outside and see, like, a gorgeous sunny day with clear skies, in my head it's like, ew, gross, sweaty, hot day. Why on earth would I want to go walking in that? But I look out my window today and I saw a black sky and trees waving in the wind, and I heard some very loud thunder, and that to me looked like the perfect walking weather. And so that's what we're doing. I also am getting weird looks because I'm walking around with a big microphone. Or not big, but, you know, I'm sure what I'm doing looks strange. But who cares? No room for shame in the YouTube life, right? The sound of the rain is nice. I really like the sound of rain on a roof or an umbrella, or on YouTube you can find, like, really long recordings of rain on, like, a tent, you know, like camping. Those are very nice. And that's kind of what this reminds me of, so I'll give you guys just a little bit of that. I remember so clearly being in like kindergarten one year and just not understanding why kids would get so afraid whenever there was thunder. There was such a divide in those classrooms, you know. It was like either you were absolutely terrified of the thunder outside or you were really excited when you're like 5 or 6 years old. I was in the excited group, but I was very reserved at that age, and I'm still pretty reserved generally, so I was not one of the kids that would jump around and scream about it. I would just sit quietly in my desk, and I would smile, and I would think, I like this, because I did. It's starting to come down a little bit harder now, but not bad. There's this really old-looking house that I'm walking next to right now. It's over a fence, but it just looks so old. I don't think people live there anymore. But whenever I see a house like that, I get these horrible temptations to just like sneak in, try and explore. I used to do that when I was young in my neighborhood, not to old houses, but I was in one of those neighborhoods when I was younger where, at a certain stage in my life, it was like the whole town just realized that this neighborhood was a pretty cool place, and all of a sudden houses were sprouting up everywhere, like 5 or 6, like a year almost. It was crazy. It was like the neighborhood was just blowing up, and while the houses were being built on the weekends when the workers weren't there or over holidays, it was the perfect time to go and sneak into the houses, which was probably illegal, but, I mean, I never did anything. I would just go and look around, touch the walls, watch the houses come together, and it was kind of fun because it was just, like, a nice way to explore. It was fun to imagine, like, what the families would be doing and what room, you know. Or if the house was still really early in its progress, trying to guess what the rooms would be. Like, is this a kitchen or is it a bedroom? This looks like a living room, you know, that kind of thing. I hope the noises of me just holding the mic and shifting it around in my hand aren't too loud. If they are loud, that would suck for me. But hopefully it'll be okay. It's so weird. It's like I'm kind of just walking around where I live right now, and there's such a line in the sky of where it's stormy and where it's not. Like right now, I'm standing in a place where the skies are, you know, actually relatively blue. And if I walk just like a few yards in the other direction, it's a lot more dark and rainy. My dad used to work in a building with these really long hallways, and at the end of each hallway would be a door out of the building. And my sister and I were really young, so we were too young to stay home, and so we would go to work with my dad a lot, except that he would be working in one room, and we would kind of just be... We kind of had free reign of the building. Everyone in the building knew who we were. And so we would just kind of walk around. We did kind of have a base camp, which was this kind of unused room. For the most part, we could just walk around the building. And whenever it was raining like this, it was always fun when, like, you could go out one door and it would be a beautiful sunshiny day. Walk down the hallway and go out the other door, and it was just pouring rain. That happened a few times. It was fun. Whenever I see big leaves in the rain, I think of the opening to Bambi. I don't know the name of the song, and I can't really even think of how exactly it goes, what the melody is. But I always think of that scene where all the rain is falling onto the leaves and into the puddles, and how the animals are reacting to it, and the song, how it, like, you know, I think a lot of older animated movies really, really dug into the whole, like, conceptualizing music through film rather than having movies that happen to have songs in them, you know? Like a lot of the more modern Disney movies are. I kind of just went under some cover, and I'm in a hallway-ish area. Not really inside, but I'm sure the sound quality has changed. But yeah, I always think of Bambi and him, like, kind of nuzzled up with his mom. I remember a few months ago, I think it was over my Christmas holiday, I was walking really, really late at night. I had a very difficult week, and whenever I have really difficult times, it usually are one of the usual manifestations of that is that whenever I have a really difficult time, I get the urge to just expend some energy doing something, whatever that is. I just feel like I need to wear my body out somehow. And I don't really work out because, like, I guess a lot of conventional ways of working out don't do well for me. If I want to work out, if I want to expend energy, or if I want to gain strength, or if I want to do anything like that, then I usually dance, or I go on a hike, or something like that. I don't really enjoy working out for the sake of working out. So anyway, whenever I am stressed, I sometimes go on walks very, very late at night. And on this particular day, I went on a walk at about like 2 a.m., maybe 3 a.m., and I went to a place where there was sand nearby. It wasn't really a beach, but there was sand there. And I just stole a whole bunch of sand. I don't know why. I think I was thinking, like, that I could make something out of it. Some kind of sand craft. I don't know. I just needed something to do. So I went on this very long walk, and I stole sand from a public place. And I brought it back to my apartment. And since it was so late and there was just no one around anywhere, I was kind of singing to myself. It was really relaxing. And it was nice. It kind of felt like I was really in a musical, you know, just singing in real life, in public, technically, even though no one was around. It was a good feeling. I am getting the urge to take a seat under a tree, so I will do that. Watching all the water droplets hit the ground is really relaxing. It's almost hypnotic, you know? It's like a pitter-patter that never ends. I am on the home stretch of my summer classes. I don't have too much longer. I cannot wait to be done with school until the fall. It's gonna be nice. I'm gonna be able to visit some family. I'm gonna be able to just do what I want a little bit more. I'm looking forward to it. A car just drove up, like, really close by me, and so I'm getting up and walking away. I feel like I have this look about me where people just assume that I need help. So, like, I was just, like, sitting down outside in the rain with an umbrella. But I am so used to people coming up to me in times when I don't want to be talked to, and they're like, hey, do you need help? Are you trying to get somewhere? Do you need a key? Something like that. That happens so often. When I, you know, I just don't need help. So, after seeing that car drive up, I decided that it was time for me to depart so that I looked like I wasn't just sadly sitting down in the rain. That also happened whenever I was really young in my dad's building. If by chance there was someone in the building, if there wasn't like someone who worked there, if there were just pedestrians around, and I was walking around by myself, it would happen all the time. I guess it's a little bit more understandable then, because I was a child in a grown-up building, just walking around, whereas now I'm an adult in an adult world walking around, and I would hope that people don't think that I'm helpless and lost as much as they did when I was younger. That had always happened when I was younger, too. So I would, I don't know, I developed a strategy of always looking like I knew exactly where I was going and exactly what I was doing. I would walk really fast, I would have my shoulders back, and I would practice a really confident look, and so then I could just meander around the hallways without being confronted, because everyone would look at me and say, ah, yes, she may be a child, but she knows what she's doing. And that was the goal, so it worked. Okay, I think I am going to head back in now and see if I can edit this and make it work and all. Hopefully you guys will see this before the end of the night, for me. For you guys, I guess it doesn't matter. But yeah, hopefully you guys will see this, and whenever you see this, I will see you. So I'll see you then. Bye-bye.